Floors 5 to 12, bedrooms and descriptions. Floors 5 to 12, bedrooms. All the bedrooms are on floors 5 to 12. Each floor is identical in layout, so we'll describe one floor and it will be the same whichever floor you're on. Equally, all the bedrooms are identical in layout, but rooms may be mirrored to how we describe them below, depending on whether your bathroom is on the left or right when you enter the room. When exiting the lift, you're positioned in a small lobby area. Heading slightly left, you'll find the entrance to the central bedroom corridor that goes both left and right. Bedrooms are then located along both walls of this corridor. At both ends of the bedroom corridor is a fire exit, concrete staircase with central metal handrail. Back in the lift lobby, to the right, on the same wall as the lifts, is a door that will take you to a corridor. At the end of the corridor, past the staff service lift, and through more doors, you'll find the stairs that lead to all floors. These are standard flights of stairs, two flights per floor. They have a metal handrail on both sides of the stairs, but if you follow the inside rail, this is continuous down all the flights of stairs. Note, the floor number is located in the middle of the wall and has a slightly raised number on it. The door to exit the floor will be to the far right of where this number is. You may find it easier just to count the number of flights as you go up or down. Double bedrooms. On entering the room, immediately on the right is a small wardrobe that houses an ironing board and iron, in addition to hanging space. Next is a tall unit that has a waist-height shelf and three lower drawers. On the shelf are bottles of still and sparkling water and glasses. The top drawer contains the tea and coffee, kettle, etc. The second drawer has a safe, digital so not accessible, and the bottom drawer has a hairdryer. Beyond this unit is a desk and chair. On the desk there is a lamp and a standard telephone. Press 0 for reception. There is a large wall-mounted TV above the desk. Opposite the desk, on the left side of the room, is a double bed. On each side of the bed is a bedside cabinet, and on the wall above these, you'll find electric double plug sockets. The bathroom is on the left as you walk into the room, on the same side as the bed. The bathroom is accessed via a sliding door. On the same side as this door, you will find an air control unit with a digital screen and buttons. It will be set within 5 degrees of the current temperature outside. If you would like it adjusted, please ask upon arrival. On entering the bathroom, on the left, there is a walk-in shower. There is a small step into the shower, the edge of the shower tray, and there is a fixed glass shower screen. Within the shower are three dispensers with shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. Sadly, there is no consistency in the order of these in the bedrooms we looked at, so you may want to find this out when you are shown to your room on arrival. The toilet is opposite the door and the hand basin is fitted within a vanity unit on the right side of the room. There are two dispensers here, hand soap and moisturiser. Again, you might want to ask someone the order of these on arrival. Note, some rooms are fitted with a bath with an overbath shower. These are in the same place as the shower described in this guide. Twin bedrooms. On entering the room, immediately on the right is a small wardrobe that houses an ironing board and iron, in addition to hanging space. Next is a tall unit that has a waist-height shelf and three lower drawers. On the shelf are bottles of still and sparkling water and glasses. The top drawer contains the tea and coffee, kettle, etc. The second drawer has a safe, digital so not accessible, and the bottom drawer has a hairdryer. Beyond this unit is a desk and chair. On the desk there is a lamp and a standard telephone. Press 0 for reception. There is a large wall-mounted TV above the desk. Opposite the desk, on the left side of the room, are two small double beds. In between these beds is a bedside cabinet. On the wall above the cabinet is an electric double plug socket. The bathroom is on the left as you walk into the room, on the same side as the bed. The bathroom is accessed via a sliding door. On the same side as this door, you will find an air control unit with a digital screen and buttons. It will be set within 5 degrees of the current temperature outside. If you would like it adjusted, please ask upon arrival. On entering the bathroom, on the left there is a walk-in shower. There is a small step into the shower, the edge of the shower tray, and there is a fixed glass shower screen. Within the shower are three dispensers with shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. Sadly, there is no consistency in the order of these in the bedrooms we looked at, so you may want to find this out when you are shown to your room on arrival. The toilet is opposite the door, and the hand basin is fitted within a vanity unit on the right side of the room. There are two dispensers here, hand soap and moisturiser. Again, you might want to ask someone the order of these on arrival. Note, some rooms are fitted with a bath with an overbath shower. These are in the same place as the shower described in this guide. Ends,